say, first of all, that it's a pleasure for me to be with you again and to be able to share some things with you on this wonderful Sunday before our Thanksgiving holiday. Let us be in the spirit of prayer. I thank you, God, for your presence in our midst. Be with me, hold us all, and hear us as we offer the prayers and offer the things and thoughts that are in our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. My friends, as we approach Thanksgiving, we are all aware of many things like family gatherings, special food, fond memories, and the beginning of the big holiday season. It is a time when we gather in ways that we don't do very often. Friends and family often come in from a distance, and we set up our tables with dishes and food that are very abundant and far greater than most of us have on a regular occasion. Some of us go to a friend's home or to one of our family members' homes. Some of us gather in places like Homewood for a wonderful meal and a time of fellowship. It is a time for real joy in many ways, no matter where we are. But it is also a time when many of us have to readjust our lives as we recall the departure of one or more of our family members. It is not always an easy task to expect a time of joy when we have also been in the midst of a time of sadness. But one of the most important points for all of us to recall is that this is a time of God's presence in our midst in a very special way. We are gathered to say thank you to God for all that we are and all that we have. We are gathered to remember that God helps us through the pain and suffering of life while we have the opportunity to feel the love of our family and friends around us. And as I reflect on this season, I am touched by the words of Scripture we just read. There are ways in which we can be grateful to God for the touch of healing, not just for bodily help, but for spiritual health as well. A time of growth and peace in the midst of disturbance, fear, death, or anger. It is a time for us to remember that God is always with us, no matter what is happening in our lives or in our world. And I have always been moved and excited by the words of Paul in Corinthians. God loves a cheerful giver. Each of us, no matter where we are in life's journey, are able to do some giving to help others find the love of God in a variety of ways. Just as we have received a lot from God, we are able to give to others, sharing God's love, not only in this season, but throughout the year and in all parts of our lives. As a young child, I was blessed with parents who did not hesitate to reach out to others in many ways. In the late 1940s and early 50s, my father would often encounter lonely servicemen. We lived near Fort Belvoir, and he would bring them home for dinner and a time of relaxation. Most Sundays, we had one or two at dinner, and always on Thanksgiving Day. It made it very special for my sister and I to help set up the table and play a little bit with all of those people, those lonely people. And later, when the military folk moved on, we met a couple at church who did not have a family in the area, and they spent some of their Sundays with us at dinner in our home. and each Thanksgiving Day for many years. I learned that it was appropriate to share ourselves in this way, that we were reaching out to others with God's love. But even more than just doing things on Thanksgiving Day, I learned that we could reach out to others all through the years in many ways. I learned, for instance, that God intended me to share myself with others by sharing things like my outgrown clothes. We often gave them directly to families in our neighborhood who were struggling to survive. Their smiles and words of gratitude will always remain with me. It was one of the most important ways I had of learning to share my faith, not so much in words as in actions. We did not bury ourselves in our own home, but reached out to many in our community and in the wider world. I heard the words of Scripture telling me to share myself and my faith with others. And the ways in which we did it were wonderful in many ways, as we got to know so many of the poorer people in our city and experienced their gratitude and love. We are called by God to accept the ways in which we all can share our faith by our love and our lives. We are called by God to share ourselves in many ways. For some, it is reaching out to help those we know and love through times of grief and pain. For some, we may never meet around the world. It is still open for us to let them know that we are present to help them find food, clothes, and shelter. We give to many organizations, including our wider church. I came across a number of quotes recently that reflect our living out the faith brought to us by our God through Jesus Christ. Listen to some of these words. If we are ever in doubt about what to do, it is a good rule to ask ourselves what we shall wish on the morrow that we had done. I think another one is, I think if the church did what they were supposed to do, we wouldn't have anyone sleeping on the streets. And a third one, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. My friends, we are all called by God in this wonderful season to not only thank God for the many gifts we have received, but for the opportunities we have to reach out to others. We are called to thank God for the chance to help those we know who are grieving or in a major illness. We are called to thank God for the opportunities before us to help change the ways in which we treat other people, to put away our guns and anger and reach out to help lift others up and help them find hope and love. I believe that in this season, we are reminded that our lives are full of God's presence and that we can share ourselves in many different ways, not only with those we know and love, but with the many beyond our doors. God is calling us today to remember the gifts we have all received and to find the ways in which we can share ourselves more freely with others. We are called by God to reach out and help make this a better and safer world for all to live in, for all kinds of people. We are called to express our gratitude by the ways in which we share our faith and ourselves. We are called to say thank you to God for helping us to make this a better, safer world to live in. We are here, my friends, to be a part of the change that can happen as we reach out to touch others in many different ways. We are all God's children, and we are all part of this wonderful world. Let us express our gratitude in the ways in which we each learn to live out our faith on a daily basis. Let us say thank you to God each and every day. Let us share ourselves freely, share our faith, and share ourselves openly in many different ways, all through our lives and all through the year. Let us remember that on this time of Thanksgiving, we are given the opportunity to focus ourselves on all that God does for us and to find ways in which we can do it for others as well. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, God, for your presence in our lives in so many different ways. We especially thank you that just as you have been there for us when we have been in need, you are here to help us reach out to others. We thank you, God, for the many gifts we have received, for the many things that we have, and all of the ways in which we can share ourselves and our gifts with others. Open us now in this season to remember that we give you thanks by the things that we do, the people we meet, and those that we share ourselves with. Help us, O God, to remember that every time we give something to another, no matter who they are or where they are in life's journey, you are with us. We thank you, God, for your blessings that come to each and every one of us and for the opportunities you give to us to open ourselves to share that goodness with those around us. Here in this community, in this church, in the wider world, all over the place. No matter who people are, they are all your children. We thank you, God, for your assistance and help and for all that you do for each and every one of us. Thank you in this season of hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name, amen.